From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Roy Blunt Jr., and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thanks, Carl. In just a minute, Carl loads his rhymester baskets with limerick eggs. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some questions for you from the week's news. Adam, a new e-book, from Politico suggests that during his ill-fated presidential campaign, Texas Governor Rick Perry was taking painkillers for a sore back. It may explain why one rival campaign aide found the governor doing what one day?
Giggling. Give me a hint.
Well, some men experience a little stage fright in these situations, so it helps to concentrate on something else to relax.
They...
I don't know.
They witnessed him on his cell phone whilst relieving himself?
Close. Did anybody see this?
No.
No, I'll tell you what. Apparently, Governor Perry was witnessed singing "I've Been Working on the Railroad" really loudly while using a urinal.
So what was he using the urinal for?
He was trying to talk into it. Hello down there! The book says that because of his bad back, Governor Perry was constantly taking painkillers that might have affected his mental acuity.
I was alleging that all summer.
And yet,
spuriously, and nobody was listening.
An aide for another campaign was in the men's room in New Hampshire when Perry walked in, started to use the adjoining urinal, standing, quote, companionably close, unquote, and started singing loudly, "I've been working on the railroad." And he did the whole thing. It wasn't like, you know, he started humming. He knew all the lyrics.
Dinah, what you blow?
Maybe that aide's name was Dinah.
Yeah. Possibly. Oh, God. yeah. The book's revelation that he was on painkillers the whole time isn't so much a, quote, revelation as it is a, quote, only possible explanation for the entire campaign.
Anybody else want flapjacks?
What? You're just going to do random Rick Perry things all the time.
Things that Rick Perry might say at a urinal if he was distracted by drugs, yes. That is, I will spend the whole night doing that if allowed.
How do you make it talk?
Anybody remember that band Mr. Mister? That was two guys, right? Why did they call it horseradish? Horseradish, funny word.
Roxanne, a recent survey of smartphone users found wealthy people download half as many apps as everyone else. Why?
It's not because they have a life, right?
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
Because they're too busy?
They have better things to do. Ah. It's been proven... It's been proven that most people use their phones for games and social networking. According to a real thing called the Luxury Institute, though, people who earn over $100,000 a year.
I like that you called it a real thing.
It is.
In order to lend some credence to this ridiculous story.
I know. It's the Luxury Institute. We're here for the study of luxury.
I question the reasoning. I think wealthy people pay other people to download their apps.
They're so wealthy they can pay somebody else to waste their time.
Exactly.
I understand.
I don't have that many apps, but it's not because I'm rich. It's just because I'm not very good at this whole thing.
It also is true that the rich people tend to download different apps. So, for example, they'll play games like Words with Trumps, draw something really expensive.
Angry Surfs.
Adam, fans of James Bond are up in arms at news that in the new Bond movie, Skyfall, the super spy will for the first time be seen on the screen doing what?
Drinking a beer.
Yes, exactly. According to according to Advertising Age magazine, thanks to a big product placement deal, James Bond will be trading his classic shaken not stirred martini for a Heineken in at least one scene in the next movie.
Oh.
It's true. It's like,
I don't usually drink beer, but when I do...
But they'll work it into the plot. You know, Q will help him out. James, this is a bottle opener with a built-in microchip that plays Rock You Like a Hurricane whenever you open a Blueski. 007, with this special hat, you can hold two beers without the use of your hands and still drink them.
Fascinating, Jewel.
We've developed this foam cylinder in which you can put a can.
Do you think there's a black tie version of a beer hat?
No, except his tuxedo is just printed on a T-shirt now. You know. We're looking forward to seeing him sidle up to the bar in his tuxedo T-shirt. Mm-hmm. He's going to order a brew. And then, you know, with that sophisticated James Bond air, he's going to smash the can against his head. And then somebody will ask him his name and he'll burp it.
It's also going to be Jimmy Bond now. Bond. Jimmy Bond. What are you looking at?
I'm not even sure that's my hand.
I love how we're also offended that the Bond movies might turn tacky.
Yeah, what happened to the classy days like Octopussy? I mean, honestly.
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his room.